The Torah says that when the Shochim would finish speaking to the people, ufaktu sare tzvaos b'roish ha'am, and they would appoint sare tzvaos, which are the head officers of the people. Now, the way the Rav learns, and other mefarshim, you would read it the way we have it, like a comma, uvakevo shalom. And also, they would have these officers at the back of the army. In other words, one would be in the front, and one would be in the back. And the way the Rav reads it, and the way the Mishnah now reads, is mamidin zekifin lifnehem, and these officers would appoint zekifin in front of the army. Zekifin were very strong people that were also there to be mechazik them with words, to encourage them. And if somebody would fall, whether it's emotionally or he was scared, they would raise them up. It sounds like even if he was hurt, they would strengthen them. V'acherim me'achoreim. And then they would also appoint zekifin, these strong people, in the back. But the ones in the back were appointed for a different reason. V'chashilin shel barzel bidehen. They had iron axes in their hands. V'chol mevakish lachzor harshus biyado l'kapeach es shoykov. And whoever wanted to run away and go back, these people had permission to cut into their thighs. Meaning they would swing the axe at the coward's thighs. And the Netziv writes in the Meram Yisodah, the reason that they're able to do this is because the people that are running away had a din of a rodef. As we see now, shetchilas nisa nefila. It really, the Rav says, it really means the opposite. It means that the beginning of nefila is nisa. The beginning of an army's downfall is when they start running away. Shenemar nos Yisrael lefnei plishtim v'gam megeif v'gdola hoysa v'am v'lalanu oimer v'yanusu anshe Yisrael mepnei plishtim v'yiplu chalolim v'goimer. So by the war of the plishtim, the Navi tells us that first they ran away and then they fell at war. And Taisentif goes into why we needed both psukim to teach this to us. Just point out, it's interesting, Lach HaShlomo brings an aruch that says that the way you would read the Mishnah is uvakevo shalom mamidim skifin lefneim. In other words, it's not like a period, uvakevo shalom. It's uvakevo shalom mamidim skifin lefneim v'acher mecherim. It's all going on the kevo shalom, meaning that there were actually two rows behind the army that if somebody would get through the first row of these strong people, there would always be that second row that the guy still would have to go through. But either way, it was a difficult thing to do, and it wasn't very pleasant. And like we said, the Netziv says that because these people were causing the downfall of all the other Jews that were fighting, because running away from war causes everybody to panic and start to lose, therefore these cowards had a din of a rodef, and that's why they were allowed to do whatever they wanted to. Even if a person's a rodef, not on purpose. The dinim of the rodef, like it says in Sanhedrin, has nothing to do with the kavana. Even if a person is unwillingly a rodef, one is allowed to kill a rodef. So that's why they were able to swing these axes at their thighs.